sure in the fabric of the moment.
Molly, are you...
I don't... No, I need to be alone.
Soon, Molly and Timmy prepare to leave the robot planet on the Explorer.
Well, I guess I ought to get to it. Start riding. Except, there's no story anymore, really. No scoop as far as the Earth's concerned. I did myself out of my own story. And everything else.
Molly Sloane, I do not wish to offer false hope, but the Explorer is capable of traveling both space and time. Ben Wilcott may very well be in the future.
Yeah, married with a kid. Oh, I should be happy for him.
Cheer up, Molly. We're in a whole new galaxy. This ship can travel anywhere.
You know something, kid? You're right. There are probably a million untold stories out there. Maybe I'll get my next Pulitzer after all. Augie, take us out of here.
And that's all the time that we have for Scald's Hall. Stay tuned next week for Book 2. And stay tuned in a moment for Canada Post Rock with John. And enjoy your weekend.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where...
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean. The first time ever.
Through the gardens and we... to meet again. All we know, life is unknown. There's a time for marching. Ooh, but we're all okay, so keep holding. Thank you.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Starting off the program this evening, you heard a group out of Toronto. They're called BART. They have a new CD into the station that's just called Hollow Mew, and you heard a track off of it. Well, actually, the name's called Hollow Mew, so if you put the name title together, Bartholomew, it's really quite clever when you think about it. But anyways, you heard a track called Times of Gold. It's put out on a record label called E-Day Fixate Records. Check them out at edayfixaterecords.com. So I'm going to be with you for the next hour, playing a lot of new stuff into the station. We got a pretty wide variety of stuff. Later on in the hour, we have new stuff from PJ Harvey and the Drones, something from Lust for Youth, and the brand new album from Tim Hecker. So keep it locked. We've got lots of great music coming up for you in the next hour. Check out the website, citr.ca, in case you missed anything that I played or you want a rundown of some recent tracks. So up next, you're going to hear a band out of Toronto that's featured on the Hand-Drawn Dracula record label. They're known for putting out stuff from Holy Fuck, as well as Brian Borchert. But their latest release is something from a group called Doom Squad. They have a new album out called Total Time. Really bright and colorful, psych electronic-y pop music. You'll hear a track off of it called Who Owns Noon in Sandusky. And once again, that's Doom Squad, out on a label called Hand-Drawn Dracula. After that, you're going to hear a group of Calgary called Holgans. And this came to us from our sister station, CGSW, at the University of Calgary. They mailed us a package of really great music, and the latest of which is a Holgans CD. You can check them out at shakingboxmusic.bandcamp.com. From Holgans, you'll hear a track off of the new EP called Holgans Are Dead, and you'll hear a track called Sea Green Way. And after that, you'll hear something from Ashley Shadow, which is the new name that Ashley Weber from Black Mountain is going under. He's got a new self-titled deal that just came into the station, and you can hear a track called All For You. It's really more kind of dreamy pop music, and it's a lot like the Lightning Dust albums that she was releasing previously on the Jag Jaguar label. I'm not sure quite what the difference is, if there's new band members, or perhaps it was just a name change to escape a label, but who knows. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Doom Squad.
We'll be right back. Oh, From April 25th to May 1st, coming out to the Versus Festival of Words, a showcase of written, spoken, and sung performances and discussions to celebrate the transformative power of words. There's a different event for everyone, from teen angst poetry, panels about community building, and the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam. Check out versusfestival.ca for all the details, the schedule, and tickets.
Did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life. 90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for? Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy. Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
Back, and if you recognize that voice, that was Ashley Weber of Black Mountain and her new project that just came into the station called Ashley Shadow. The album is a self-titled deal, and you heard the open track called All For You. And prior to that, you heard something from a group out of Calgary called Holgans. You heard the track called Sea Green Way off an album called Holgans Are Dead. And at the very top of that set was a group out of Toronto called Doom Squad, new release on the Hand Drawn Dracula record label, and you heard the track called Who Owns Noon in Sandusky, and it's off an album called Total Time, and once again that's out on Hand Drawn Dracula. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host P-Bone, and up next you're going to hear some new stuff from Warp Records. The newest album is from Bibio. I think I've played these guys a few times. You can hear a track called A Mineral Love, and that's the self-titled track, or the name of the album, I should say. And once again, that's out on Warp Records. After that, we're going to hear something from Sacred Bones out of Brooklyn, New York. And a newest release from that label is the Lust for Youth, is an album from Lust for Youth, I should say. It's called Compassion, and you can hear a track called Sudden Ambitions, and then we'll see what we get to after that. First, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Warp Records. This is Bibio with a track called A Mineral Love.
Thank you. proposal. Quelle que soit ta foi, ton cœur aura rempli d'effroi. Autant tu cries, autant j'aime ça. J'entends ta voix, elles me disent quoi faire. Tout tremblant, vénère l'enfer. Porte le flambant des grâces sataniques. Ce sera récompensé des forces mystiques. Possession. Possession. La marque du diable depuis ma naissance. Un goût pour le sang et pour la violence. Plus je le vois, plus je renonce, le Seigneur. Crois à l'enfer, porte prédicteur. Une force démoniaque a pris contrôle. Alors la marionnette doit jouer son.
Out of Montreal with a track off the new album called Rouge Number 2, and you heard a track called Noir et Blanc. Before that, you heard something from the brand new Lust for Youth album, and you heard the track called Sudden Ambitions, and it's off the album called Compassion. At the very top of that set was something from BBO, a track off the new album called A Mineral Love, and you heard the self-titled track. And that's the work of a guy named Stephen Wilkinson, making some really kind of psych, lush, kind of folky electronic music. And it's, I think it's his first album since 2013's Silver Wilkinson, and it was released on Warp Records. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, you can hear the brand new Tim Hecker album. It's called... let me see. Actually, the name just slips my mind right now. You can hear a track off... the name is called Love Streams. It just slipped my mind for some reason. The new album is out on 480 Records. It's his first release on the 480 label. Prior to that, he'd put out all of his stuff on Cranky Records. From the new album, you can hear a track off of it called Violet Instrumental, number one, if I'm not mistaken. And also in Canada, this is going to be released on Toronto's Paper Bag Records. After Tim Hecker, you can hear something from a group out of Victoria called Fountain, and they have a new self-titled or a new album called Fountain 2, and you'll hear a track off of that. And then we'll see what we get to. And right now, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Tim Hecker. Thank you. From Victoria, that was a group called Fountain, and that was a track of a self or an album called Fountain 2. You heard the track called Upset Seashells, and prior to that was a brand new album from Tim Hecker. It's called Love Streams, and you heard the track called Violet Instrumental Number 1. So up next, you're gonna hear something. Well, if you're familiar with me, you'll know that one of my all-time favorite artists is PJ Harvey, and I'm super excited to play the brand new PJ Harvey album. It's called The Hope Six Demolition Project. And it's her first album since 2011's Let England Shake. And it's not quite as dark and somber and vivid as Let England Shake. And it tends to be more of a kind of a straightforward rock album compared to some of her stuff that came out in the 90s. You can hear a track off of it called The Orange Monkey. And then after that, you can hear a group called The Drones. I played them quite a few times before, and you can hear a track of the brand new album called Feeling Kind of Free. That's their first album since 2013, and you can hear a track off of it called To Think That I Once Loved You. And if you're familiar with The Drones, they're kind of dark and moody rock, and it's kind of reminiscent of Nick Cave. But this album is a little bit more upbeat and a little bit more straightforward rock focused compared to the previous moody, dark art rock that they've been, or not art rock, dark and moody rock, I should say, that they've been putting out. But anyways, you're going to hear from these two artists, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from PJ Harvey. This track is called Orange Monkey.
The sun's given way, and the last of its shade's grown as long as the ache that you gave me. Yeah, you said nothing's perfect, though you came pretty close. But then time's made the most of you lately. Only now you feel more like you're a fool. It's thrust, you're marooned on the moon, and you need livening up. But why come back for me? I know great beauty. Well, I guess you got time on your hands. It ain't no big deal, me being lost at sea. Till you start losing blood on the sand. think I that I once loved you, to think I
the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card.
Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out at the Nest.
And we're back listening to CITR. That was something from The Drones. Before that, PJ Harvey. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And I'm going to leave you with a couple loud bands. And you can hear something from Terrorizer. And Terrorizer is regarded as one of the first grindcore bands. And it was just announced that they're going to be playing their seminal World Downfall album at the Netherlands Death Fest in March 2017. So you can hear a track from World Downfall, a track called Fear of Napalm. And as you may know, some of the members went on to form a group called Napalm Death, who are playing on Monday. So you can hear a track from the latest Napalm Death after that. I'll get to what track I'm going to play later on. But anyways, but first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from way back in 1989. This is some early grindcore. This is Terrorizer.
Man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the